Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo, what's wrong, you little bitch?
My Twitch account went away. It says that they don't have my account anymore, so now the only account I have is Caitlin Clark is my hero.
That's your account?
Yeah. That's what I use for the TV.
Why?
So that I can be logged in and if
yeah,
I take
why
it, they
Caitlin
know it's
Clark
me.
Is your hero?
Well, she's a lot of people's hero right now, especially today.
I know, but why is that?
I mean, except for probably Lynette Woodard. I'm sure maybe Lynette Woodard's a little upset and not thinking she's my hero, but Laszlo... You know, you accuse me all the time of being sexist.
It just seems odd. It seems odd for that to be...
I don't know who's being talked about more today than her, or really in the last couple months. Okay, maybe, you know, Mahomes, because there was the game and all, but I would say she's one of the...
Kelsey, Taylor
top,
Swift.
Top...
Donald Trump.
Five talked about athletes
sure, I
in
get
the
it.
Last 2 months.
I get it. It just seemed odd to me, that's all.
Do you like her? I'm not asking
she's
if she's your hero, but do you like her?
She's great. I don't know her.
She's cool, right?
I don't know if she's cool. She's a hell of a basketball player.
Well, did you watch any of her breaking the record last night?
I did.
I mean, if you're going to break a scoring record... Oh, he's shaking his head.
No, I'm not.
He's shaking his head.
I watched it. Why wouldn't I watch it? She broke that scoring record all the way from the logo, man.
Okay, well, you at least read about it, yeah. She did do it from the logo.
She did.
And then she did it a few more times just for good measure. And I think she broke her own single game scoring record, didn't she? I think that was part of it. I think she scored like 49 points or something, broke her own.
I know she had like 21 points at one point, and Michigan had 20.
Let me see.
In the game.
Clark.
Oh, they played Michigan?
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She made history on the court. Let's see. Yeah, I know that she made history. She's my hero. I'm just trying to make sure that she... I heard somewhere that was the single game record, too.
No, it's a career record, I think.
No, it was, for sure, that she broke that. That's what she was only 8 points away from breaking that. They knew she was going to do that last night. But then, they were talking about her performance, and I thought they said that not only did she break the all-time scoring record for the NCAA, but she also, I think, broke the single game record. I could be wrong. Someone on Twitch know if she broke the single game record? Let us know. If you don't know about Caitlin Clark, she's easily the most talked about female athlete of the last couple months.
Mm-hmm.
That's no exaggeration, right?
Sure.
Easily. And she was very close to breaking the NCAA all-time scoring record, which I think was set back in, like, what, 2017 by that girl at KU, right? Something like that.
Okay.
And so they knew she was going to surpass her, and they knew she was going to do it last night, and she did it in fashion.
Here comes Clark. How will she go for
history?
Are
we really doing this?
It's a huge story.
From the logo.
What?
From the logo.
What is happening?
This is a huge story.
Caitlin Clark now has 3,528 points in her career.
Yeah.
Let's hear it one more time for number 22, Caitlin Clark.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I heard someone say she could play in the NBA, maybe. I heard that someone said that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. She might be able to hit threes.
She could maybe play for the Globetrotters.
She could do that.
Because I was looking up, you know, so this, you know who Lynette Woodard is. You're the sports guy, so I'm sure you're familiar with Lynette Woodard. And you're a basketball guy, Snowcone, so I'm sure you're familiar with Lynette Woodard.
Of course.
I believe she held the record for all-time scoring in a season, but it's pre-NCAA days, and they don't count those scores, right? So there is some controversy about, well, hey, you know, Lynette's not getting her fair share of fame here over this because they're acting like now the record's been broken. No one's ever done this, but in a way she had.
I thought it would be Cheryl Miller. Wasn't she really good?
Yeah.
She's on the list. I was
Reggie's sister.
I think Lynette Woodard played.
Cheryl Swoops.
Lynette Woodard went to KU, first of all. So, you know,
Rock
local.
Chalk.
Then she was in charge of the Kansas City School District Sports Department or something like that.
She was?
And I think I read, when I was reading about her last night, that she played for Detroit. Like, she got drafted by Detroit, their team. Do you know Detroit's team? Or what it was the Detroit?
I used to have a hat.
It's kind of a cool name. The Detroit.
As soon as you say it, I'm going to know.
Shock.
Yes, the Detroit Shock.
And says
Bill
that,
Lambeer was the coach.
I'm pretty sure it said that she played in New York, too, but I could be, or in Japan, too, but I could be mixing people up. But I thought it said that she played for the Globetrotters. Someone did. Yeah, okay, she did. She was a member of the Harlem Globetrotters, and who at 38 began playing as one of the oldest members in the newly formed American Women's Professional Basketball League. So she played in the WNBA at 38 because that's when they started the league. That's kind of crazy, right? That's like when you hear about integration in baseball and some of these players, you know, it's their rookie year. But
yeah.
They're in their 30s or whatever, and, you know, that's just how it worked. So, look, they both deserve some credit, but Caitlin officially has the record, and...
Good for her.
Why are you being so...
I said good for her!
You're a sports guy. I figured you'd have a lot to say. Like, man, watching her
I
play...
I said good for her. It was exciting.
She shoots the ball like Steph Curry.
Okay.
Explain to me how she doesn't. She sinks those threes. It's just nothing but net. It looks like she can do it all day. Well, I'm asking. Okay, so you're going to criticize.
I'm not.
I thought we should talk about something.
She's great.
Something, you know, it's three dudes sitting here. Maybe we could talk about exciting people and exciting women.
She's a wonderful basketball player and deserves all the accolades she gets. And I do think she could play in the NBA.
You do?
I do.
Really?
Yeah. I think she could be a spot-up three-point shooter.
I mean, it looks to me like she...
She could be Steve Kerr. That's what I think.
She hit some of those things from almost half court, and it's like that's what she was trying to do.
I mean, that's just inside the three-point line of an NBA game. But
well, I'm saying, in women's basketball, you don't see that as often.
3,000 points is a lot.
You don't see it as often.
I had 2,700 against the sixth graders I played against, but, you know, nobody gives me any credit.
Well, I can't remember the last time that a female athlete was being talked about at this level. I can never remember a time when a college female athlete was being talked about this much and getting this much coverage. I knew it was a big deal when
they
talked
about... In a game to 11, I'd beat her by two.
Jesus. She's taller than you. She's a basketball player. She's young. She's healthy. She'd beat you pretty bad, I think.
Okay.
Pretty bad.
Okay.
I mean, what's your strategy here? Just because you're a guy, you'll win? That's your thought process?
That's where it starts.
Well, how about the fact that she's really good at basketball and taller than you? I mean, that helps, right?
I mean... It doesn't hurt her.
She can,
but it's not going to push her over the top.
Well, I haven't watched a ton of women's basketball, college.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm trying to be the villain here. She is an awesome basketball player, and it's unbelievable to watch her play.
Sports guys talking about her.
She's unbelievable.
Is a novel concept for me because I've never heard this, especially a college athlete. I've heard, you know, Serena and those athletes obviously got talked about a lot, but. This is a college NCAA athlete, a female athlete, who's being talked about on sports talk radio, on TV. On Nick's show a couple months ago, they mentioned her, and I saw, this is when I knew she must be a big deal. I'd seen her a bunch, but I didn't know what all the fuss was about. I knew that they used her face every time you saw that they were going to show women's basketball. It was a picture of her, and I was like, she must be good. But they mentioned her on Nick's show one day, and Bruce said something about, you know, we went to the same high school. And Nick was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Like, this was a big deal. And he goes, yeah, I graduated with her mom. We were friends. And they're like, wait a second. Like, you have this connection to her? And I was like, wow, if these guys are acting like that about a female college athlete, she must be something. So then I started reading about her and started watching highlights of her. And I don't know anything about basketball. I don't know much about sports. I definitely don't know anything about basketball. But watching her play... She looks pretty goddamn good at basketball to me. I mean, the way she shoots the ball, I don't know. I know you in the NBA, you're going to have someone taller than you. They can block you, all those things. But in all honesty, without the smirk on your face.
I don't have a smirk.
I'm asking
the
question.
Listening.
Is it possible
that, she can
that
play
they
in the
could
NBA?
Find a role for
no.
her in the NBA? Never.
She could not play in the NBA.
Okay. I'm asking. No. I'm asking. And I figured you'd probably say no, or that the answer is probably no.
No.
I know there's been those guys throughout the years whose only job was to come in and hit the three.
Yeah.
You know, that white guy that played for the Bulls. I can't remember
Steve
his
Kerr.
Name.
I said it earlier.
Oh, Steve Kerr. Okay. But anyway, I watch her shoot, and I think, okay, well, what would keep her from, I'm not saying being a star, but
a guy
what would keep
calling her,
from,
her, running out on her and putting his hand in her face?
But, you know, like Steph Curry's like 6'2", right? So he's not very tall. She's 6 foot, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
So you're only talking about a couple inches. Is it strength?
Yeah.
You know? Is that the issue? She just wouldn't be fast enough to get the ball to where it needs to be.
Exactly.
But if they could get the ball in her hands,
I get what you're saying. Could she be a spot up 3-point shooter from the corner? No, I don't think so. I think this is because she wouldn't have any threat to do anything else.
Okay.
So if you're guarding her, you just go stand in front of her.
Okay. Well,
she's not going to drive on you,
right? So you know she's not going to drive on you, so you can just get right in her face.
Right,
Steph could drive on you. Steve Kerr could drive on you.
Okay.
They wouldn't do it all the time. But do I think if, you know, there's a fast break and they have a run down the court, could she spot up and hit a three in the NBA? Absolutely.
Okay. Just asking. And why is it that it feels like this discussion or this coverage of her has been infinitely bigger and greater than when the KU, I'm sorry, I'm forgetting her name, I'll find it here, but the girl that played for a KU that had broke the record 5 or 6 years ago, I don't remember that being talked about like this.
Me neither.
At this level. So there's something about her that's capturing people's their attention.
She's good.
And getting
people
talking about
her. I mean, she's a great
her.
Basketball player.
And I don't know enough about basketball to know exactly, like I said,
I don't know the
looks
difference.
Like she shoots pretty damn well, but I was curious if you knew why she's become...
Because she's really
such
good. It's worth and a, it's
she,
worth
she
a conversation.
Okay.
Could she play?
Okay.
You know?
And obviously, if she went to the WNBA, we can assume that she would probably be the best player. I don't know who the best player in the WNBA is right now.
I don't know either.
I was reading about some of these women in their careers, like after college, the really good college basketball players. And they play, some of them go to Japan and other countries. So
sure.
They have women's leagues over there. And
yeah,
a lot of them
Greece,
will play. Yeah, a lot of them will play for quite a few years. Of course, they'll play for the women's team in the Olympics,
sure.
Right? Or whatever they are, the international competition.
She's going to be a star.
So
she's like, you know, Rebecca Lobo.
Yeah.
You don't know who Rebecca Lobo is?
No, that doesn't even
She was a huge female basketball star, like in the same breath as, you know, Reggie Miller's sister.
Okay. Yeah. What year are we talking? What era?
90s.
Okay, so maybe I was just a little...
But she played in the Olympics, and this Caitlin will be the same thing.
Okay.
Probably better.
Well, so what did Michigan do? Why are they getting criticized? I saw a headline on USA Today that I was talking about fans are roasting Michigan for writing letters to Caitlin Clark on her record-setting night.
I have no idea.
So we already know she broke the record Thursday against Michigan. After the matchup, the team gave Clark a gift and personal letters. As word spread on social media about the gesture, Hoops fans were stunned and proceeded to roast the team. There would always be some team on the receiving end of Caitlin Clark breaking. Oh, there she is, Kelsey Plum's scoring record. And see, I don't remember Kelsey Plum being talked about like this. This is just the way the game goes. It was going to be the Nebraska Cornhuskers until this happened, blah, blah. It ends up being Michigan. Perhaps Michigan was aware of the gravity of the situation. Iowa head coach Lisa Bluter told the media that the entire team wrote Caitlin a note and gave her a gift after the game. However, basketball fans were perplexed by the revelation. They seemingly understood what Michigan was trying to do by writing the letters, if it's trying to be a classy gesture, but could not wrap their minds around writing a letter to an opponent they knew would drop historic buckets on their team. And I thought, that's totally Lazo. And we've agreed on this. Like, when you're playing the game...
We're not your friends.
You're not friends.
No.
I'm not going to help you off the ground.
No.
I'm just not. Not while we're playing.
Mm-mm. Not inside those lines.
Not inside those lines. Exactly.
Right. We're here to compete.
But it annoys me a little bit when baseball players start chatting on first base.
Me too.
You know, you're not friends.
Mm-mm.
Don't
Tom
be friends.
Tom Brady did a thing. Talked about it the other day.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, just said he doesn't like anybody. And it bothers him that people do it now.
It bothers me too.
Like, I really like Peyton Manning. I really like him. Good guy. Mm-hmm. Really like him. I've probably been out with him twice.
Oh, so he's
period.
Just, like, there's still competition
right,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because you were legitimate competition for me at one point. Interesting. What's Brady's contract? Where's he going to be?
He took over at Fox, I think, for Greg Olson. I forget what network, though. Fox,
but has he started? I thought he was on Fox,
he's going to be
right?
The play-by-play on the A-team.
He will.
He took over for the one guy you don't like.
Oh, the tight end guy that I don't like? I thought people other than me liked that guy.
Well, they
maybe
don't like
not
him as much as Brady.
I haven't heard Brady enough to know what he's going to sound like. Okay, no, I know. I'm saying to have an idea. I've heard him in plenty of interviews, but I'm trying to imagine. I would imagine he's good at it. But what's weird about those roles is a lot of times it ends up being people you'd never guess. I mean, Collinsworth was doing TV for a while, for years
Tony
before
Romo.
He became the guy. And then Romo comes along, and you're like, well, this guy was a good quarterback in Dallas, but he's not like a superstar.
Troy Aikman,
immediately.
Moose. Yeah,
Romo was
good.
Immediately good. I feel like people liked him from the moment he started, as much as you can. People don't like change. But he was just good at it. And sometimes those players, you know, do better on TV than they did in the game. I don't like Aikman, but...
Oh, just because he was mean to Mahomes?
No, I didn't. No, I wasn't thinking about that, but I don't like that either. But I just, I don't know. I don't hate him. I like Phil Sims better.
I'm not a fan.
I hate Phil Sims.
A lot of people hate Phil Sims, and I like Phil Sims.
Yeah, I hate Phil Sims.
Maybe just because I like the Giants when I was
I don't hate him. I don't know. He's corny to me.
Oh, see, I guess I feel like he does a good broadcast that you can watch, and like, you know, Brooke would enjoy it. It's like kind of a
something
broader
that a woman could get into.
Yeah, exactly, like me. But for the sports nuts, obviously, on one extreme, you've got who do you think would be the most technical? It probably would have been Chucky before he got fired, right?
Yeah,
because I mean, he was getting into details as if you knew what all these numbers and plays were off the top of your head. And then the other extreme, who gives the most basic as an athlete or a coach? You know, not just one of these TV guys. Who would it be?
I don't know.
I mean, because I think Romo does a good job in the middle.
Romo does a good job.
He's kind of in the middle.
Collinsworth can get pretty
He can be detailed.
Yeah.
Yep. But I always felt like Phil Sims was kind of the broader.
Yeah,
you know,
I think so.
More like just a regular TV guy. Well, congratulations to Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, right? Quite an accomplishment.
We should write her a letter. As Michigan fans, we should write her a letter.
What are you going to say?
It's a classy thing to do. You're my hero. I'll see you on Twitch. Find me. Okay. I can't find my password.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
Just reading about...
Stop it. I don't want to hear it.
What?
Not any more words about women's basketball.
It wasn't.
Not a word.
Wow.
Not a word.
It wasn't about
the entire time the mics were off, you were telling me about Lynette Woodard and Caitlin Clark and when did women start playing for the NCAA? I don't know.
81. Yeah, I
don't know.
I see your true colors right now, but yeah, I wasn't going to talk about women's basketball anymore. I felt like we covered it. I just asked.
Oh, we more than covered it.
I asked if you watched the game with your boys. I asked if you watched with his
sports
son.
Sports history.
Right, and that's all I was asking.
Snowgold said he didn't watch it with his son. He didn't think his kids knew who she was.
Well, he's pretty little.
Yeah, no clue.
But I mean, as a kid who'll probably be a basketball player,
he knows
someday,
who LeBron is, right?
Playing basketball,
right? But I'm saying like a high school basketball player, maybe even college.
Probably. I mean, he's going to be huge.
He's like twice as tall as kids his age, right?
Yeah.
He's huge.
Yeah.
Got that snow cone gene. Snow cone's a tall drink of water. So what are you,
6'3"? 6'3".
Not
his mom's
bad.
Like 6 foot. So.
His mom is? She's taller than me? I'll fight her. Tell her I'll fight her.
I was watching an old James Caan movie the other night, and he took his shirt off, and I'm thinking, you know, this guy was a sex symbol in the 70s. He's got the exact same hair on his back as you. If you,
you're
just too many decades late. You know, if you...
If
you were you in like 1974, you would have been a movie star. Because I saw him and I was like, man, that just looks like Snow Cone. Same hair, wings, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
No, I wasn't going to talk about women's basketball. But now I know how you feel about it. I was going to talk about NFL real quick, sort of. NFL adjacent. You know what that is.
The NFL's over.
I know. Do you watch it?
I've heard of it.
I didn't know if this was another thing that annoys you, is the talk. Like,
but it's over.
Would,
what are we talking about?
Well, now that it's over... They can, you know, put some numbers together, crunch some numbers, see what happens.
What kind of numbers?
The big thing, Taylor Swift was chugging that beer. Did you hear him talk about it on the podcast with Jason and Travis?
No.
She was, where were they chugging the beer?
I did see her.
Yeah, she's chugging the beer, and then Jason said that he realized what she was doing and went down there, and I don't know. I know they talked about it on the podcast I listened to yesterday.
Yeah.
But they were talking about, someone got together and said, well, which NFL fans drink the most and which NFL fans drink the least?
Hmm.
And would you drink more if your team is good? Or more if your team is bad, right?
Probably more if it's bad.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, you just don't care if you get up and go and you miss a play to go buy a beer.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's that,
I would think if you're in a game and you're good, you want to see all the plays.
And there's that cliche joke like, oh, you're a Browns fan, you must drink a lot. That sort of thing. You know, now whether or not there's any actually anything to
well,
that.
Well, I guess we're about to find out.
We are about to find out. A company that makes breathalyzers went around and figured out how much all these fans were drinking, what their BACs were. So fan bases that drink the least. Laszlo, there's a reason I'm doing this. Number five, L.A. Chargers. Okay, they didn't make playoffs. Four, Baltimore Ravens. They almost made the Super Bowl. New York Giants. They're not very good. Number two, Washington Commanders. And then the team that the fans that drink the least. Got any guesses?
No.
The Kansas City Chiefs. Drink the least. Now, I'm thinking, if you're playing more games, don't you have more opportunities to get together with your buddies and drink?
No, they just did the BAC. Right, the BAC doesn't last for 16 weeks.
Yeah, no, I know. They're testing
it. Jesus Christ, I didn't even read the article, man.
But I'm saying, you've got an excuse to drink.
I just told you why. They're the best team, so when you guys are there,
I know, but
you're sitting in the stands, you're not going to get a beer because you might miss Mahomes do something magical.
But
if you're watching a team that missed the playoffs, you're like, we're not going to miss anything.
I understand that logic. I also thought that if your team's doing really good, maybe you're celebrating and you're drinking woo and you're chugging beers like Taylor Swift, right? Like, oh, look at this. This is so great.
I don't
so
think so.
Drinking.
I think this makes sense.
But
the Baltimore one surprises me.
Right, because they almost made it.
Yeah,
but
right.
All right, so the fan bases that drink the most. Number five is
The Baltimore one doesn't surprise me because they were good, like the Chiefs. Who was in there? Somebody that was bad that was...
The Giants are bad.
Yeah.
And
the Giants and New York, they drink a lot.
And the Chargers. Chargers weren't very good.
Yeah.
I mean, how many games did they win this year? Not very many, right?
Yeah, no, but I don't know. I don't know if a lot of people go to their games, nights out, whatever.
Yeah, that's the whole L.A.
It's more L.A., like, you know, they're probably...
You can't really count the L.A. teams.
No, you can't.
You know, don't lump them in. It messes up the averages because I just
think... They're California sober.
They consume football differently and they consume life differently.
Yeah.
So the top five fan bases that drink the most. Number five is the Saints. They didn't make playoffs. The Falcons. The Indianapolis Colts. The Pittsburgh Steelers, number two. And then the fans that drink the most. Any guesses? I really would have guessed Detroit just because I would have thought the heartbreak, right? Like, man, I could absolutely see
myself. I would have thought the Steelers. They, you know, Steelers go at it.
Yeah.
In Pittsburgh.
Well, it's...
I live there.
And it's a
boozy
town. It's
a hard-working, hard-drinking town.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you think about that. It's a blue-collar
Yeah, it is. The town. Bars are small.
Those blue-collar jobs.
A lot of, you know...
Yeah, a lot of manual labor being done.
Right. Steel City beers being pounded.
Right. Number one, I've never had one.
They're great. Steel City Light.
Yeah. I remember seeing them when we would go to Pennsylvania to visit my uncle every year, but I wasn't old enough to drink. So, And I thought about that later. Like, I've never seen one of those for sale here. I know there's those liquor stores around town that will sell every kind of beer, but I guess I just wasn't looking for it. But the Tennessee Titans, they drink the most, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Because I saw that Tennessee is trying to ban the sale of cold beer. Did you see that? Yeah, there's...
Well, so it takes you a while to get it cold?
I guess there was Republican lawmakers that they introduced this bill that would ban the sale of refrigerated cold beer in Tennessee. They said it's already cleared two hurdles in the state, and it's now headed to committee where it will be debated. If it passes this stage, it will head to a final vote. I mean, it does seem strange, right? But it says it is trying to tackle an important issue. The goal is to curb drinking and driving and reduce deadly crashes involving alcohol. Drinking and driving is already illegal in Tennessee, obviously, but open container laws do allow those traveling in the vehicles with someone to imbibe that.
It makes sense. Like, if you're going to buy this beer, you got to take it home and get it cold.
Mm-hmm. Right, because you already know that someone could be in the car. We've got this law that allows the passenger, but, you know, the driver could be drinking this thing too. The bill seems pretty vague, they said, right now, but... the version that they've released publicly, at least. But they say it specifically mentions beer sold at retail. So they're assuming that that means, you know, bars and restaurants could still serve cold beer. It's just buying those cases of cold beer.
Right.
Which, you know, I know it sounds crazy, but even in my lifetime, when I was a kid, I remember visiting my brother in Arkansas when he went to school there. And, like, where he lived, or at least in areas around where he lived, they still had some totally bizarre... Like, there were dry counties in a lot of places in the South. Meanwhile, there might be a county next door that you could only get it drive-through. Or, you
might allowed to buy
stuff.
Beer in a gas station in Michigan.
Right, exactly.
That's why they have party stores.
Right, which is...
it's a gas station without any gas.
Yeah,
right.
Right. It's like a quick trip without gas. It's got all the same stuff in there.
Yeah.
Your snacks and
More fried chicken.
Okay, a little more food.
A little more fried chicken.
Quick Trip's working on that,
Quick Trip is like... a higher end food. Oh, like you don't get the well. I wouldn't say I want to say higher end. Well, you don't have like the rollers. You don't have like the kitchen and bath. You have like the you know fry more like the 7-Eleven food.
Okay, just a
only
lot of
better.
It. A lot of okay.
Only a lot better. Like you can roll in and get really good Detroit pizza and fried chicken at most of those places.
Like
and
under
that's
a heat
it,
lamp
for whatever reason.
Sitting there under the
fried
heat lamp
chicken and pizza. Okay. That's what you get in a party store.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. Yeah, I didn't understand what they were when you first told me when we met. Mm-hmm. You know,
but they don't look like
ago.
A Quick Trip where you walk in. It's the roller food, and you know,
right?
It won't have. It's, it doesn't have groceries in it.
Okay,
it's got booze, pizza, it's, chicken.
It's like a 7-Eleven.
Yes.
Right, with more of the food that 7-Eleven has.
And but no milk or pop or anything like that.
Weird.
Might have pop,
okay.
I'm sure. But no milk or cottage
the
cheese.
The stuff that you might actually need.
Lunchables, none of that.
Yeah, okay. Because you can't
they
sell...
they can't find that at a party.
You can't sell beer or liquor in a gas station. I don't know if you can now, but you couldn't sell...
Yeah, you could when I was there.
And a lot of states will say, well, you can sell beer, but you can't sell liquor. You know, right. You can't do both. I think it's pretty rare that actually gas stations are allowed to sell liquor. But growing up in Missouri, we've always had a bunch of weird liquor laws. I've always heard it's because of Anheuser-Busch.
Right.
But I know that they're different all over the place. It's just hard to imagine. Like, after Prohibition ended, you had all these years of, I think... that a lot of places in the South were like, we don't want booze in this county. And I don't know if that was because church leaders were powerful or what, but some of that stuff held on for a long time.
There's still like dry counties
there's
in Oklahoma.
There's still some
isn't
dry
there?
Counties. Yeah, as far as last
Tennessee
I checked.
Tennessee, too, right?
Tennessee, yeah.
Kentucky.
Yeah.
So Tennessee's saying we're going to ban the sale of cold beer, you know, like at retail. That doesn't seem as crazy to me as everyone else is making it out to me. I get it. It would be an annoyance, especially if you've got a place.
Yeah, it takes a while to get it cold.
Yeah. And you're like, well, what do I do? I can't. I don't want it at a restaurant.
You've got to buy it early, I guess.
Yeah. But I guess that's what they want. Or drink it hot. You know what? There could be unintended consequences of this, though. Because if you're like, man, I can buy beer, but I can't buy it cold. I'll just buy a bottle of whiskey. Right? That could be the unintended consequences.
No, you're right.
Suddenly liquor sales have really spiked.
The Church of Laszlo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on?
Oh, nothing. Just talking Kanye with Snow Cone over here. You know, a week ago today, Snow Cone was freaking out because I guess every Friday... Kanye's album was supposed to come out, and it kept not coming out.
Well, I wasn't freaking out. I mean, everyone knows
well,
that's not
you were annoyed. You were annoyed, right?
Yeah. But it's every time he puts out an album, you're annoyed because it either won't come out at all or just comes out way later.
But because it was supposed to come out every time they said it was going to come out, you still had some hope. Like, well, maybe it'll actually come out since they said it's going to come out.
Not much, but...
But, you know, it was enough that you mentioned it.
Yeah.
And but you managed to get it late Friday night because I woke up on Saturday to all these texts from Snowcone. Holy crap, I bought Tidal. Is that what you said you did?
Yeah, because it was on Tidal first.
So to get it a couple hours early, you subscribed? Yeah. And then
I got it on Spotify until, like, hours later, so...
Hours later. And this is, like, what, 3 or 4 in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
And so then you...
And this was last week?
Mm-hmm.
Week ago today. So then you paid to download it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like buying an album on iTunes?
Well, I just signed up for like a Tidal subscription.
Okay, it's the same sort of thing, subscription-based.
Yeah, and then I canceled my subscription once it was added to Spotify.
Is that Jay-Z's thing?
Yeah.
Which one? Yeah. Tidal's Jay-Z? Okay. So, now you've had a week with it. Mm-hmm. I know in the news there's a stuff about Ozzy being pissed at Kanye. Mm-hmm.
Why is Ozzy pissed at Kanye?
Because he supposedly used a sample of War Pigs, which remember like a few weeks ago Ozzy was praising T-Pain for doing the best cover that he'd ever heard, the best Ozzy cover. Do you remember us talking about that? We played it and it sounded, it sounded pretty good. But I guess Snowcone said T-Pain had been doing that for a while, but maybe Ozzy had it just been brought to his attention. So he praises T-Pain, and then a few weeks later, Kanye's got this album coming out. He says there's a sample of War Pigs on there, and he's furious. He said that Kanye asked permission to sample a section of a live performance of War Pigs from the U.S. Festival without vocals, was refused permission because he is an anti-Semite and has caused untold heartache to many. That's what Ozzy wrote.
Totally
fair.
He said
he went ahead and used the sample anyway at his album Listening Party. I don't want to be associated with this man. It was all caps.
Have we heard it?
Totally but then fair. Snowcone listened to the whole album. And you said it's
not on the album. He replaced it with an old song of his called Hell of a Life. But so it's not on the album.
Okay, so you heard it, and he just had it at the Listening Party, it sounds
just
like.
Just the Listening Party.
Got scared from putting it on the album.
Yeah.
So this guy's literally like updating his album the hours before it's supposed to come out, which songs go where. And
right, sure.
I guess you can do that now since you're not printing physical copies of music. Sure. You can just mess
with it.
That's
why it takes longer to come out. He's a perfectionist, and he always wants to tinker with getting the little details right, and it takes forever.
And it's not like
he's also busy reading conspiracy theories and trying to kill Jews. So, I mean, there's a lot going on.
Busy guy.
A lot going on.
Busy guy.
He's trying to walk
making his wife dress sexy.
Yep.
Right. Hiding her from people. What was he accused of that he got so mad about? Are you hiding your wife?
She doesn't have free will.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't have free will. That's what it was. But I can't believe this, Lazo. Snowcone said, here we are 7 days later. Snowcone said, it's not a good album.
It's not.
First time I've ever heard you say that. And he's put out some real stinkers.
Yeah,
but you always liked
him. You refuse to believe that I liked the last album, Donda. I love it.
I certainly refuse to believe that you like it as much as you say you do. But
I love it.
You, at this point, I don't refuse to believe it because you've been adamant about it.
Mm-hmm.
So you must like it, and I guess you still listen to it.
I love it.
But you don't like this one.
No.
Is it the worst thing he's put out? It would have to be, right, because you've liked everything else.
It's up there. I mean, Jesus is King was pretty bad. Yay wasn't great. This is my least favorite, I would say.
Is it embarrassingly bad?
Is it so bad? What makes it so bad?
I want to say it's embarrassing. Like I feel like, I don't know, he's just, in my opinion, held to a high standard because I think he's one of the best musicians that's ever lived. And so I hear this, and it's like, it sounds like he's past his prime,
Well, that could come back to what Lazo's
saying. But it's not horrible?
It's not horrible, no. I mean, just the Kanye standards, it's not very good.
Which one was the Wyoming album, or wherever it was? Yay. I heard that and thought, this is pretty embarrassing.
Yeah.
But you didn't necessarily.
I liked a lot of songs on that.
Really?
But I know it's like not one of his best.
Yeah. Okay, because it definitely felt like did he do this morning? You know what I mean? But I'm not a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't actually hate him. I know you think I hate him. I don't actually hate him. But I hate the anti-Semitism and all that stuff as a person. But as far as his music, I like some of his music. But I'm certainly not a super fan. And I thought up to this point you'd liked everything that he did. So if Snowcone says it's not so good, then I guess you got another bad Kanye album.
I mean, there's moments like on each of those albums that I don't like. There's moments that are good. And there's songs that I like. And same with this. There's moments on it. It's just a lot less.
Well, how old is he? He's what, like probably 45?
45, around that, yeah.
I mean, how many artists continued to put out good music and you felt put it out at a level that they did in their 20s,
I
think his first 10 records are incredible. It wasn't until, after, like his 11th or 12th that I thought he kind of fell off.
Right. I mean, it's just there's not a ton. There are some, and a lot of times you might say a band, but the truth is it's because you're a super fan of that band, and it's not like they're getting hits on the radio or anything.
You can tell.
Yeah, you can tell. And I don't know why everyone peaks in whatever it is, their late 20s. When did his best album come out? 2010, something like that?
Around those years, 2012, Yeezus, I think, is probably my favorite. But My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy was 2010, and that's probably his highest, you know, regarded.
Yeah, most of those bands that continue to put out music, it feels like they're fans. They're, you know, that loyal fan base would say it's good.
I cannot think of conversations I would rather not be involved in. First we started with...
I don't know
women's college basketball.
I know.
And now another 20 minutes of Kanye.
Well, it's in the news.
It's like he's trying to piss you off today.
Right. I'm like, what are we doing here?
Okay, well, we don't, you know.
Women's college basketball into Kanye?
Listen, you say women's college basketball in a very dismissive way. It was a huge sports night last night, and a lot of people were interested in it.
I guarantee you, as a people who are not a sports station, we gave more time to women's college basketball today than anybody else.
That's awesome, right?
And
that's
now,
good for us.
We're giving more time to Kanye.
We get criticized.
And arguing the niceties of albums that came out in 2012, and no one gives a good goddamn. The guy's an anti-Semite and an asshole.
I do think you can... It's got to be possible that you can cross a line where you go, I'm not going to support this guy. You paid for the subscription to Tidal for him. If they had charged you per song, you would have bought it, right? But if they said you got to pay 99 cents a song, you probably would have bought it, right? Is there anything he could do where you'd
waited.
Say, I'm not going to support this guy in any way?
I wouldn't have paid for it.
Okay.
I would have found a way to listen to it, but I wouldn't have paid for it.
Okay.
We're going to try to find a way not to listen to this.
Nothing you can do. All right, well, let's move on. We'll do some news, okay? Okay? We'll switch gears.
The Church of Laszlo. It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo! I can't wait to find out what we talk about next.
Oh, man. Well, what do you want to talk? You know, we can talk about, let's talk about something kind of fun. Then we can talk about the Kelsys again. People like the Kelsys, right?
They do.
And they like Taylor Swift.
They do.
And I know we talked yesterday a little bit about Travis acknowledging the incident with Andy Reid on the sideline. Which, did you watch Inside the NFL? Did you watch the last episode?
No, I didn't watch it.
I watched it. Of course, it's, you know.
I did see he is returning the luchador mask.
Oh, Jason?
Oh.
Yeah, he's finding the kid who's returning. He's got to return the luchador.
Okay, I didn't see that.
Apparently the kid was like, yo, look at my luchador mask. And he put it on. And then he just
left.
Yeah. And the kids saw the pictures of him later that night dancing with it, going crazy.
Yeah.
And the kid's like, yo, can I get my luchador mask back?
Jason tweeted today that he's working to get it back to the
yeah.
kid.
Okay, good.
He said, sorry for commandeering
it. It's pretty funny.
That's funny, because it's like, not only
it's
do you want it back.
Just grabbed it.
Right.
Put it on, it's like, see you later, kid.
Right. It's like, I want that.
I'm going to hang out with Martin.
Right. But I also now definitely want it, because you've been wearing it. Like, that's kind of a cool story, too. Now it's kind of famous. I didn't see that, but... on the podcast, they were talking about...
I want to get a luchador mask and wear it in here. That's what I want to wear.
You should. I could see you being
that
a luchador
would be cool.
fighter. Absolutely.
Somebody find me a luchador mask.
That
I'll
would
look.
Be cool.
Yeah.
I'll start looking for them. Jason explained the beer chug that's now gone viral. Taylor chugging the beer.
I think it was beer.
You don't think it was beer?
No.
Yeah, the headline said beer chug. I didn't know it was in it. What do you think it was?
It looked red to me. So it could be wine. It could be like a vodka cranberry.
Well, did you listen to them talk about it?
Because,
I mean, it was alcohol, right?
It was booze.
It sounds like Travis is saying she can drink.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't know what was going on at first. I was sitting behind him, and I saw him go for the drinks. And then I was like, oh, this is happening. Chug, chug. Like, I'm like, oh, she's getting after it. Pretty cool.
This is on the Jumbotron. Nice.
Jumbotron.
Oh, and then the slam down.
That's what I'm saying.
She's done this before. She's
a pro. I mean, not her first rodeo.
She's a pro. All right now.
She's done this before. She's a pro. So we didn't see it because it was on the Jumbotron. Unless you're at the game. I don't think they showed it on TV, but they showed it on the Jumbotron so people there saw it. But there you go. If you had any remaining questions about it, like, I wonder if Taylor drinks. And
somebody said they made up the quotes underneath it, so they didn't know. But it did look like it. They were in Vegas. You can see what appears to be, well, he could say maybe not, but appears to be Travis smoking a joint.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And then she goes over and says something to him. And then he turns around and looks at the camera, and the word is that Travis is like, there's somebody filming you.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, so that was
that,
real?
They don't know if that's what she said or that's what he said. But
no, like, that's what they said.
Think, it looks like him smoking,
Yeah, I saw it on Reddit and thought that it was some sort of taken out of context joke thing.
No,
I hadn't seen
that's
it
what they think.
Else.
That, you know, and if you look at it, it looks like that's what they're saying. Because he looks, he nods at the camera, and then she's like, oh.
Okay, gotcha.
Obviously, which I get it. She probably can't be on camera smoking pot.
Yeah, she's got it. That's not her image, right?
Well, you know, she got to sell records to kids.
Exactly. Yeah.
You
exactly.
know, the it's pounding beers is one thing.
Yeah.
That's
for whatever reason.
For
yeah, that's fine. You can pound beers.
Drink at the kids' place.
But don't be smoking weed with your boyfriend. Like, yeah. it's just, you know, that's just not her
even
image.
Even if it's legal.
It sucks, yeah. you know, for her, but I mean, I guess it doesn't suck. Whatever.
It's changing.
It's a small price to pay to be Taylor Swift.
And not
to be like, hey, but it all does suck that everybody's filming you all the time.
That
I just
want to
be with my boyfriend, celebrate the Super Bowl, and hit this joint.
Right.
And you're like, nah, hey. Somebody's filming you.
Yep, always. You can't.
And you'd almost think
phones.
Like the other thing, like it's crazy because you'd be like, "Yo, you're the football player,
mm-hmm. right?
Someone's filming you.
Yeah,
I'm the rock star. Who cares if they're filming me? But you know, she's not Mick Jagger.
It's different.
Well, I feel like she's aware that there's cameras on her at all times.
Oh, she
well, looked like she that's missed that we, one. Yeah, but you know, she turned around and looked at it. I think yes, there's always cameras on me.
I didn't see her turn around and look at it.
Yeah, she kind of went like that. I think
I'm sure there's times when you hope that maybe you've got a moment. Where you're not
inside
being
a club, sure. you're like, nobody's got a sure. camera. In
we know
here,
who's
of
in
course.
Here.
Yeah.
Right. They cleared
it's
this
a
place.
Private party, and mm-hmm. then still it gets filmed by somebody who was invited and brought their friend in.
You
I
might
get
have
it.
Even thought it was your friend. It might have even been your friend, yep. right? You don't know. Yeah, that would be crazy. And then you go home. It's like, okay, now we finally got some privacy, but sure, we're home. And you get some sort of a stalker. I saw that story.
Or the
about
paparazzi's outside your
paparazzi's
house.
Paparazzi's outside. So you think, well, at least if I get inside. But then you have this stalker story. So what happened with that stalker, Snowcone? Did they say? Did you see the story, Lazo, about a stalker at Kelsey's home?
No.
It was like a week ago or so. But I just thought, man, he went from, he was already a celebrity, right? When he starts dating Taylor Swift and his life just completely changes mm-hmm. overnight.
Oh, was this
paparazzi.
The story that Jason told? Jason was on Shaq's
podcast. Oh, is he the one that originated this?
He was on Shaq's podcast and he was talking about the new fame they both got.
Yeah.
And he said, like, the first day Travis moved into his new house, someone came up and knocked on the back window.
Okay.
I don't know if it was a stalker or if
it was a while ago.
If it was paparazzi,
weird.
I don't yeah. know, but they came and knocked in the back window.
And okay. what did he do?
I don't think Jason said, but I you know would assume, like, get the hell out of my house. I don't know.
Okay. And she's got a stalker. I'm sure she has.
Also, who was it? Like, what does that mean?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
It could have been paparazzi. It could have been.
What was your next door neighbor?
Yeah, I don't
like,
know.
Like, hey, welcome to the neighborhood. I mean, it's weird, but not that weird.
Right.
If it's someone who doesn't live anywhere around there or just drove over there, it's really uncomfortable. If it's your next-door neighbor who...
I brought you some brownies.
Yeah, then it's not a big
right,
deal.
Right, and you were talking about how people track her flights. I saw she's suing. She calls it a stalker that's one of the people tracking her flights. I don't know if it's the only person that's tracking her flights, but they said she's suing that person. And I thought that was legal to do because that guy did it with Elon forever.
Yeah, I don't know why. Why is that information out there?
I don't know how that stuff works at all. You know, it's
like I don't
like
know
rules
that
of,
seems odd.
Rules of air travel. I
like
know
I understand why the government might know every plane and who's in it at any time. Well, I don't know why I need to know that.
Know. Right. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
But I guess people, you know, who were like, well, if the government knows, then I should know. But it's like, okay, well, I guess if you're, but.
You're not breaking any laws, though. You know, it's one thing if you say we're going to put everything
like
first
doing this because
out.
You're like, you know, some sort of anti-government conspiracy theorist person who thinks they need to know, but why are you tracking Taylor Swift?
That's probably? The thing, too.
Right.
Like are you just thinking about her? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Obviously, we had a shooting at the parade on Wednesday. Everything had been going great, and then there at the end, it's just completely ruined. And we've talked about it quite a bit. You can go back and listen to our interview with Jason Kander yesterday. You know, it's amazing how someone can ruin such a good thing with just a couple people. But they do say, I don't know that there's a ton of updates, but the latest update I've seen is that there are two teenagers in custody in connection with the shooting that left one woman dead and more than 20 others injured, and some of them were seriously injured.
Overnight, at a candlelight vigil, the Kansas City community grieving and outraged.
You gotta protect us. I'm scared as hell.
After the city's Super Bowl celebration devolved into deadly chaos. Authorities say they recovered several firearms and have two juveniles in custody. But so far, no official word on criminal charges.
This appeared to be a dispute between several people that ended in gunfire.
So, Lazo, maybe this is obvious and I missed it. I was going to ask if you know. I've heard people talk about this shooting and some people described it as there was a shooting over here, which I assume is the one over kind of in front of Union Station.
Yeah.
And then there was a shooting kind of on the other side on the street, that there were two separate incidents. Is
that I haven't heard.
Snowcone, do you know, are they saying that the shooting at the parade was one incident or two shootings that happened close together?
Was this Poncho?
I thought it was just one incident.
Okay.
Did you just drop it off?
Yeah.
Look at that. You've been needing that for a while. There you go.
Man. Thank you, man.
So, yeah, I don't have any other updates other than that. They haven't said anything, but they just said that they've got these juveniles.
Have they charged him yet?
It does not say what they're being charged with. Now, this the most recent one I can find is from 24 minutes ago. Huh?
They have 24 hours to charge them. I feel like I haven't heard the charges.
Well, they said that they were charged, but it doesn't tell us what they are, right? I know that it's...
And they don't have to tell us their names because they're minors, right?
Right, because they're minors. I saw, I mean, it said that they were facing these charges, and then they mentioned in the article that there could be more charges coming. So that tells me they've been charged with something, and there could be more charges coming. But
okay,
I don't...
Okay, because, yeah, they have to charge within 24 hours, I think, is the law.
What do you mean they have to charge within 24 hours?
They can only
hold them. Yeah,
hold
if they were going to hold them, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if anyone's heard anything else about that, I'd be interested to know. Just talk to us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Church of Lazo. I know yesterday you guys...
But we haven't heard any names.
No, just that
I know they arrested somebody else in the parking garage,
mm-hmm.
and that was on the other side.
Right.
But that wasn't... I saw on the news they asked a cop.
Mm-hmm.
Live, like, hey, and then he was like, oh, they're not related.
That's what I'd heard. There was two separate things. But I also...
But one wasn't related.
One of the people who was, and this is a person on Reddit, I don't know who it is, but they said they were near where the shooting happened and that they ran away from the gunfire, obviously, and as they got around the corner there on the street, that there was more gunfire over there, and that they had run from one shooting to the other shooting. And that was the first I'd heard, like, wait, were there two different shootings? I mean, when they tackled that kid...
No, it got confusing because I was watching... One of the news stations, I don't say which one, doesn't matter. But I was watching it, and they're talking about it, and then all of a sudden, on camera, there's people running.
Right.
And gunshots, and they're
right.
Like, yeah, yeah. They played an old tape.
Okay.
So, and the people live were like, what's happening? There's more gunfire. There's something else going on. And they're talking about, like, this is a second incident, and they're going on and on about it, and then they pause, and they go... We have to apologize. We played a tape from earlier today.
Oh, God.
Right.
Man,
so,
you know, that's,
you know, hey, it sucks. It happens, yeah. Right? But
live
even
TV.
The newscasters were, they thought they were seeing a live footage.
So maybe this person was confused
seeing that
by
live,
that.
I think maybe, because it was confusing for me. I'm like, oh my God, there's more going on.
But when you watch that video in front of Union Station that was on TMZ Sports, it looks to me like the shooting is happening over there in front of Union Station, right? And you see all the cops start
just to the left.
Ushering everybody into the train station, and they're running, the cops are running in there. But when you watch the guy from Omaha tackle that shooter, does that not look like that's over on the side of Union Station on whatever street that is over there?
No, I'm not familiar location. Enough.
It's like the bridge by the ballet building.
Right, so had he just fired shots right then and there, or was he running from the original... scene.
I think he's running from the original scene.
Well, we need to talk to him because we've got his number and he said that he could talk to us today.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get a hold of him.
I know he said something about, cause I only heard one person ask him. I didn't watch every interview he did, but I only heard one person ask him, how'd you know it was him? Which is my question. And he said that he was like running against the crowd. He's running the wrong way or something like that. But I was very confused about, did you hear the gunfire close to you? And then
also, I saw an interview with somebody that said when the guns were firing that the guy was spinning around.
Yeah, I saw.
Really?
I saw someone say
he was spinning around.
He
had gotten shot in the leg and his wife in the ankle, and the guy was just spinning in circles.
Yeah, I heard that he pulled out.
Sounded
the gun
like an automatic weapon,
and that he was spraying and spinning in circles.
Yeah, spinning in circles. So I'm like, how, you know?
And
like
apparently,
that's a mass shooter to me.
Right. And how do you know where he's run? Like that, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
There was someone there that said they were nearby and they heard a woman say, "Stop! Don't do this here. This is stupid." Like, don't.
Yeah,
pull
like
it
somebody
out.
Arguing with them. Right,
yeah.
You're right. Like maybe
like
I don't want to say like a girlfriend or a sister or somebody.
Like, don't pull it out here.
A woman who was, knew him somehow.
Yeah.
Saying like, "Don't do this. You're being stupid or something."
Yeah. A lot of people have asked.
I read
sure,
that too. That's crazy.
I'm sure.
Yeah,
they,
she said, "Not here." Which
she knew.
Not
here. Not here. Please. I'm sure you guys have had this question, too, but I've had a lot of people ask me if we knew the woman who passed away because she did radio. I did not know her.
I did not know her either.
I did not know
either.
Everything I've heard about her sounds like she was...
I think she was KKFI.
An awesome person.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
But I didn't know her. Lazo didn't know her. No, never worked with her. But,
well, Jason Kanner went to high school with her.
Oh, really? So there's a connection there?
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're just watching these news stories and they're telling you about her. And
I've heard nothing but amazing things
exactly,
about her.
Exactly. I'm like, why... Why? It's why fine, anyone? Man. Why her? You know what
sucks.
I mean? Like
there with her kid.
Exactly.
Yeah, and her kid got
mother.
Shot in the leg. I think
it's a mother. And
yeah,
now
a mother there
shot.
With her kid.
Yeah, so you get shot in the leg, and your mom's killed. Like,
that's all you want is your mom in that moment.
Jesus
right.
Christ.
I can't imagine.
No. I'm sorry, but life in prison.
Taylor Swift donated $100,000 to her GoFundMe.
I saw that
today.
Too. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It dwarfed my 50.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that air conditioner.
I was like, you know what? Make it anonymous.
Right. Make it.
I can't have it on there. I did it. I was like, forget it.
Yeah.
Forget it.
I'm not. I gotta go to.
Swag. If not, 50 was nice.
Yeah. And now when you go back to
court.
It's
like when you roll into the wedding and, you know, you're like, everybody's you're like, whoa. You guys all went with big cash?
Right.
I went with the blender.
Right.
Don't put it on your registry.
Right.
The Church of Laszlo.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yo!
Yeah,
you excited? President's Day? You get to go buy furniture? What do you need?
I never remember, but this year I'm remembering because you just reminded me it's President's Day weekend, right? It's this weekend?
Because mm-hmm.
we don't work on Monday.
I need a new couch.
I need new furniture, and this is when they do furniture sales,
but,
right?
All right, but let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
Because I need a new couch. The one...
Me too.
I have one in my... I have two living rooms, I think.
Right. And one at that girl's house and one at...
I have two different... Yeah, three. You're right.
Yeah.
But one of the rooms... The couch is just old, and it's kind of like wearing out. It was a leather couch. It's got just worn leather on it.
Yeah.
And I want to buy a new one.
Yeah.
But what do you do with the old one?
They take it. Or you can sell it on Marketplace. I don't feel like you're a Marketplace guy.
No. Well, who
someone
takes
will get it?
It?
The Nebraska Furniture Mart. They'll take it away
for
you.
Wait, if I go buy a couch, will you do that?
You've taken away old furniture before, right? I know that one
you
of
take
the
away old beds. You can pay to get old beds taken away.
I think they'll take your couch.
I don't remember. I've never taken
a couch
away.
Well, I'll tell you what I've done every time, Laszlo, and I know that you don't like the Marketplace stuff, but all you do is take pictures and say, free. Someone will contact you, and they will just come take it away.
Sure.
They
for
put it in their
sure.
truck, and they drive off, and it's gone. You don't have to sell it. You don't have to haggle, none of that. If you take a picture and say, free, you will start getting messages on Messenger, and someone will just come take it.
Yeah.
That's what I've always done.
I
thought they would take your furniture for you.
A big... sectional on Facebook and it was gone like
anything
within 5
free,
minutes.
Anything free
really?
They'll take.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It can be broken. If it's free, they will come get it. So, yeah. Have you ever used Marketplace or Craigslist to sell something?
Never.
That's kind of what I thought.
Never.
But yeah, for something free.
I've gone to some of those sites where you buy used stuff though.
Yeah, but to
well,
be
I've
a seller.
To, but not like, yeah. I've gone to like Sideline Swap and bought used sports gear.
Yeah.
And I've gone to, was it Poshmark?
Poshmark, sure.
I've been there before.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm
side
not
deals.
Adverse to used things sometimes.
Right. Well, it's easy because someone's going to come with the truck and just take it. They'll move it for you. I thought that Nebraska would take it for you. I thought if you paid them, they'd take it. But I could be wrong. Maybe I've always given it away on Facebook.
They do for mattresses.
They definitely take your beds. Yeah.
Yeah, they'll take your if you pay for it. The couches, I don't remember ever taking an old one.
Don't they usually include...
You swap them out if something's broken.
Don't they include the delivery when you're buying something? You say, I need it delivered. Isn't there a lot of times where they give you free delivery?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm going. I'm f***ing going. That's...
Oh, look how excited he is.
Man.
That's all there is to it. Are you going to go? Do you want to go together?
Well, I got to get rid of the couch. I can't have an extra couch laying around.
You can get rid of it tonight. If you're serious about buying furniture this weekend, if you put that on Marketplace tonight, someone will probably get it tonight. If not, they will get it first thing in the morning. They will come take it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's completely trashed with holes and stuff hanging out of it.
It doesn't have holes on it. It's worn through.
Yeah. They'll take it. They'll take it.
Yep.
I've had people take used mattresses that were like gross, and I felt bad for them, but they come get it immediately. People with kids that are broke, you know what I mean? They need stuff. Yeah, they'll come take
it. It's not a horrible couch, and it folds into a bed.
Then they'll it's a convertible or whatever they call it.
It is, what but just the leather on it is like, it's worn in like a weird place because it's the only couch we use to play video games on.
Yep.
So it's got the TV here, and if you look at that, like the side where you would lean up against it to play,
yeah,
that, like, we have three people who are just constantly playing video games at different times, and that side is just worn off.
Yeah. We've just worn down the foam.
Because it's like a crappy
ours.
Leather, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, what was it? I think I bought it for cheap. It was like bonded or something.
Yeah.
Well, they said it'll wear out, but it'll take a few years, and I was like, well.
I bought some sort of lifetime warranty, but I'm not sure about that, and if it covers it. I need something new. And I remembered today. Oh, President's Day, isn't that the furniture sale weekend? Mm. Right, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
If you said just in the middle, if I ask you in July, hey, when is the furniture sale weekend? You'd say President's Day, right?
Yeah,
that's
of course.
Their big weekend? Okay.
Let's go Monday together.
Yeah, well, where do you want to go?
Nebraska Furniture
Market. Yeah, okay. Just making sure. I mean, if you really wanted to show me someplace I haven't seen, I might be down, but I'd just like to go to Nebraska Furniture Market.
Yeah, of course.
New furniture, man. This is exciting. We just got to get the old one. I got to get the old one out of my house, too, but... Someone will come get it. It's not bad. Do you have an actual memory foam mattress, like a Posturepedic memory foam mattress?
No, I did. Have you ever seen the movies where the guy gets divorced, and you always think like it's so dramatic? It doesn't happen like that.
Mm-hmm.
Where the guy walks in, just everything's gone, and a note that says you suck.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's what happened to me. So I came, all the beds, everything were gone. Yeah. It was just a house empty. So. Which I never thought was possible, but I just ordered three mattresses off of Amazon.
Okay.
Like, I ordered everything off of Amazon and had them delivered because I was like, I have to refill this entire house.
Okay. So, and you like them just fine?
They're great. As they're so good that I bought another one to go in the downstairs bedroom, and my aunt and uncle slept on it, and my aunt said, what brand is that? I want to buy it.
Wow.
So, okay. I don't know what it is. Like, it does have a special name, and it is memory foam, but it's not purple. It's something else, but I bought it from Amazon.
Okay. Yeah, because once I got the Posturepedic, I was like, never anything else again. Look, it completely
changed my
life.
Whatever I have is good,
life.
But I don't know what it is.
Okay.
But I just needed it to be delivered in a roll, you know what I mean? And roll it
get
out.
Get it in there, out with ease.
And I got, you know, four bed frames that are platform beds that don't need box springs.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 roll them out. Everybody's got a bed. Good.
I need a bed, too. I hate my bed frame. I've got one of those adjustable beds. I don't know why the hell I have that. My brother said, you're going to regret it if you don't get the adjustable bed frame. You're going to regret it. You're going to regret it. So I said, fine, I'll get the adjustable bed frame. I never use it.
Yeah, I
never. His family apparently sleeps like tacos. They put their backs up and their legs up. I don't do that.
No, me neither.
It's a bed, but I have it. That's what I should sell. I should get rid of that. I don't need that damn thing. Well, anyway, we're going to finish doing news coming up. It won't be about President's Day sales, but we're going to take a quick break just to go find out what those President's Day sales
are.
We
don't even know if Nebraska Furniture is having a sale.
No. Or if they like
us. We just gave them a ton of promotion. They may be like, guys, we're not having a sale.
Right, exactly. I'm going to go find out.
On Labor Day, you idiot.
That's what I'm wondering. Right. Am I confused?
Maybe.
It sounds right, but then you're like, that could be one of those slimisms.
I haven't heard of anything.
Might be a slimism there that, no, you got the wrong weekend.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
All right. Well, I believe we're going to talk to our buddy later today.
Who?
What's his face? I always forget. He worked down the hallway. You know who I'm talking about. The baggy jeans.
No, Danny Parkins?
No, but his friend. He used to have short. He's got really long hair now. Every time I see him, he's wearing suits.
Ronda Moss.
No.
She was my favorite.
She was awesome. I know
she was my
favorite. You loved her. Have you stayed in touch with her?
Like a couple years ago, I sent her a hi on Facebook because something happened. She got a job or a promotion somewhere. You know, I was like, congratulations. That's it, though.
We should talk to her again sometime. No, this is nice legs. This is that guy.
She was always wearing high heels. There's a whole different world back then.
Yeah, and it's
people dressed up and came
now.
In. Right. Yeah. It's just they came to work and they wore suits and
everyone changed it.
She was a sports reporter. COVID. Like we don't have that anymore.
No. Everyone's wearing their sweatpants to work.
There's one guy in each room.
Yep.
It used to be like, now we're going to go to our sports reporter, Ronda Moss. And she'd be like, I'm down here.
Actually, now, on site. They had their own cars that they drove to the location.
Now I'm like, I walk down there. I'm like, who? There's nobody here.
Lazo, I was watching that old Buffalo Bills documentary.
I guess it doesn't
Netflix.
Mean the entertainment's any better or less. It's just different.
It's different.
Yeah.
But you said you saw that Buffalo Bills documentary, the 30 yeah. for 30. I didn't know it existed, but Netflix promoted it to me. It's from like 2016 or something, I guess, right? Is it that old? Does that sound right? But in it, they're showing, you know, the team, obviously it was about them losing four Super Bowls back to back. And they're showing when they come back to the city after each loss, the city threw like a parade for them, which was pretty nice. But at one point, they're interviewing, I don't remember if it was the kicker who missed the field goal or who it was, but it was somebody important, they're interviewing him, and the mics are all up there. And one of the mics says there are call letters on it. And I'm looking, I'm like, there can only be one station with those call letters in the nation. Those must have been their call letters.
Especially
back
if it
then.
Was, are you sure? Because it
I
would be a different.
I stared at it. It was the same logo.
It would be a W and a K.
If it was one of those over there,
if it was
right?
on their side, it'd be a W.
Right. But this was.
That was always weird when I first moved here. I'm like, what are we?
Which side of the. It's the Mississippi, right? Is that where they draw
I don't
the
know
line?
Why they do it. I guess maybe they ran out of W's. I have no idea. But.
Anything on the west side of the Mississippi is K.
That's when I got here. They're like KRBZ. It just always. It was really weird.
See, and that's all I've known.
Right.
And then on the west, it's the W's.
W.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. I saw the mic. They sent someone there?
No,
to
the east is a W. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, the East is W. Yeah. They sent someone up there for this parade? I mean, sure. I don't know, but it certainly looked like it. Anyhow, the news. We're going to finish the news. I can't remember that guy's name, but I know you'll know. Nick!
Nick who?
Nick Wright. You know
is
who
he is. Is he good?
Yeah, he's good.
Okay.
He's good. I think I haven't followed his career too closely. I think Snowcone, isn't he one of those guys that gives like betting predictions and you can pay to get his locks and stuff?
Is, yeah, he does like a locks of the week or something.
I think that's what he is.
Yeah. So I'd like to start doing
like
that's a good job.
I know. You just, you know, it works for some people, not for others. You got to be a good salesman, but man, oh man, they all have about the same record. That's the amazing thing.
I get texts from them.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, the people know I bet. You know, they probably got my number from, they pay for it from FanDuel or whatever.
Or
right.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll get texts like, hey, it's Bill. I got a lock for you tonight. I'll give it to you. All you got to do is text back yes, and after that, sign up for $25. I'll give you a lock a day.
Yeah.
Sometimes I say like yes, and then I don't. I bet that, and then one time I bet it for like $100, and I won.
Nice.
It was a lock, and then the guy was like, "Yo, we're gonna do our thing or what?" I just never responded.
One of these days, the next time we check Lazo's subscriptions, you know, we do that about once a year to see what he's subscribed to. We're gonna find that he's been buying locks automatically every week and didn't even realize it. You guys said you actually watched or at least read some about this stuff going on in Georgia yesterday. We had it on TV behind us, but we didn't know exactly what was going on.
I didn't know it was like that big of a deal.
Right. The DA's on the stand. This is all about Trump's thing.
The Georgia,
right? The Georgia election.
The Georgia election fraud.
Fraud.
The basic of this, for people who don't pay attention to it as much as you guys do, you get into the details. This is the one, if I'm wrong, tell me where. He's like, you got to find me 11,000 votes.
That's
yes.
it.
That's
so he's trying, that's to, it. He's trying to get people there to get him 11,000 votes. Those people apparently are like, can't do it, and we're going to tell on you.
We're going to tell on you. Exactly.
Right. And he's like, you're going to what? I
you're
thought
Republicans.
We were bros.
Right.
Like, fine, we're Republicans. Right. Find the 11,000 votes. They're like, sorry, man.
That's illegal.
We don't do that. And you're like,
and
what?
It's recorded. You can
you're some
it.
Sort of jackass with
right.
morals or something. Give me 11,000 votes. And now they're going to court.
Yeah.
And there's four things he's facing. I would say this is the biggest case Trump is facing.
Especially because he said it on a recorded
because
line.
There's a recording of him saying, I need to find these 11,000 votes.
Well, he just lost today for $356
million. Dollars
and he can't do business in New York.
For
so
three
do they
years.
Take, so they take his name off everything?
No, because
they're doing business.
But there can be Trump properties that he doesn't have any connection to anymore.
He would still get money for marketing, so that's business.
Right, but I did read somewhere, saw something one time where he's done a few deals where he sold it for a one-time fee, and they took it, and that was that. Most of the time, he gets money.
I would think that would still be doing, whether or not, I would imagine a sign. If we bought a sign one time and put it up as marketing on top of Kansas City,
right.
They would say that's still marketing.
Okay.
You can't do business. You're like that. Even though we paid a one-time fee, that's still business, right?
But,
that's promoting our brand. That's business in the city.
I think no way. $354 million hurts.
Yeah.
Oh, it hurts anybody.
Hurts.
But I think they would also say, this is just my guess, but what is Trump? Trump Charles, and where is that money going? So my guess is that he will have to take his name off of it, and it'll be his kids. It'll be his kids' business, right?
And I think he's going to have to take his name off those towers. They're going to say, I would imagine they're going to say, and now look, I'm not a lawyer, but if I were one, I'd be like, yo, that's marketing your brand. Well, the money doesn't come directly. Doesn't matter. It helps your brand, which brings in money, which is using New York City as business. You're done.
But what?
Your name's nowhere.
But if the kids say, my name's Trump, too, and it's our company now, you can't stop. I don't know. That seems like a free speech issue. If they're not in trouble and they're saying, we own it, and Trump is our name, it's our tower now. You know, I feel like there could be a loophole there. I don't know if you could.
Maybe, and maybe he'll work on it, and I'm sure he'll have lawyers work on it, but boy, selling the Trump band to your son to then do business in New York where your band doing business?
Yeah, that seems
I think it's a tough
fight. Right, but it just feels like, I don't know.
Unless he did it before, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure, because when he was president, that's what he had to do, right? He had to technically put them in charge of these things, and he wasn't the owner of these companies. But, I mean, come on. It's ridiculous. But, yeah, right. $340 million, something like that? $354 million fine and 3 years no business in New York. So we'll see how that plays out. But the Georgia election thing. Yesterday we're sitting here, and I don't even think – I didn't know it was starting.
I've never heard that before. I've never heard him say that before.
Say what?
No business in New York City.
It's happened here.
It has no business in Kansas City?
In Missouri. You can't do it. I knew a guy – I remember a story. I'm not going to say his name because the family still owns businesses. I'm not even going to say exactly what it was because his family might advertise.
The only things that I would think that they would say that for – are car dealerships.
Yes.
Like, you can't sell cars in this town.
Yes, you can't. You can't, and you can't put your name.
I would think maybe booze, like, you know, the distributors for booze, right. Maybe like, you can't sell booze in this town.
Yeah, so they
but
said.
But I've never heard you can't do business in this town. So,
right.
Like, whoever owned the car
different
dealership or the booze and wine, like,
license.
Hey, you're not allowed to sell booze in this town. You broke the law.
You lost your liquor license.
Right, but you can still
do another business.
Buy an apartment.
Right, yeah.
Like, you know, we can't just, this is just blanket.
True.
No business.
True.
That's why I said the marketing and everything else. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if he deserves it or not. Whatever. I'm not a fan. I've just never heard them say, like, that's, you know, you'll never work in this town again.
Right.
Like, that was always like, well, I could work at McDonald's.
Right.
And they're saying, like, no, you can't.
Also,
you
for
literally,
3 years.
Donald Trump, you cannot work at McDonald's in this town.
Wait, is that what
that's
it means?
Doing business. Well, I don't know what the definition of doing business is, but that's business.
Oh, I guess
right?
It feels
like
a job.
You can't work in this town anymore.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. Snowcone, look into that. Because,
yeah,
like,
because that to me is crazy.
With the car thing, it was like, you can't use your name, and you lost your dealer's license. So what he did, of course...
My dad had friends who were beer and wine distributors, you know, and they'd be like, well, you can't sell liquor in this town anymore.
Yeah.
And so they were banned from selling liquor in Michigan for a couple of years. So they sold, you know...
Something else.
Beer or food or whatever, you know.
So this guy, it was his first and last name. They took his first name off of it. His son started doing the commercials.
Right.
And his son had... But on the other side of the state line, he could still use his first name.
Right.
So at least that's the way the Kansas City Star explained it at the time, and that's been years ago. But you're right. It didn't say, like, you can't sell hot dogs here.
Right.
You know, that's... What is doing business? I'd be interested to know. So in Georgia, you've got the election scandal thing going on. Yesterday, the DA... Snowcone, stop me if I'm wrong here.
Okay.
The DA's on TV behind us being questioned on the stand, right?
Yeah, Bonnie Willis.
And she was on the stand for a long time.
Yep. Supposed to be on again today.
Because the story goes that the prosecutor in this case and the district...
There's a guy.
There's a guy.
Yes.
And the district attorney, a woman, have a relationship. And there's allegations that they've had a relationship.
Well, I don't think those are allegations. They've admitted it.
Well, no, but the allegation is how long they've had the relationship.
All right, but they have had a relationship.
Yes, she admits
to
that.
There was an affair.
But the allegations is that they...
I don't know if it was an affair.
I kept
sounds
hearing,
like a relationship.
I kept hearing affair.
Yeah, but he said...
As in she was married or...
And I don't think he was... And this sounds legit. There's a lot of it that doesn't sound legit. The timing of it, they're like, well, you were still married. He's like, look, in 2015, we split. We waited to tell the kids until 2018.
Okay. Okay.
But I was a free man to do whatever I wanted, and so was my wife. We just didn't tell anybody or finish the paperwork until the kids were older.
Right.
I'm like, well, that's fair.
Right.
I did the same thing, actually.
And it looks like Fannie Willis was married, but they got divorced in 2005.
Right.
I saw that. That was a long time ago.
So not that it matters, but I know people would say an affair. I don't think they were having an affair.
She didn't
I just said
that
they were having a relationship. Saying affair, so that's what I was going
right. She just said relationship, right, in the testimony.
And he was like, I was single, and I think they were talking about bringing his wife in, but there seems to be no debate about whether their marriage was done.
Okay.
Just the paperwork wasn't filed.
Okay.
But the accusation is not about whether someone was cheating, right? The accusation is about whether these two had a relationship
of
at the time that they brought charges.
But it always comes up affair, and that
and
just sounds dirtier than...
Right.
Like they were having a secret affair. They weren't, really.
No.
The idea behind it is, like, a lot of people knew they were involved.
I didn't hear them saying that, but they absolutely could have been saying that. But sounded like they were just asking, when did your relationship with him start? She says it started after these charges were brought. But she has an old friend, not a current friend. I wouldn't think this is a current friend anymore. Old friend testifies and says, no, she was in a relationship with him at that time. That's the allegation, that these two were in a relationship together when she brought these charges.
This morning, more testimony expected in Fulton County, Georgia, after District Attorney Fani Willis unloaded on the stand Thursday.
It is a lie. It is a lie.
Trying to defend her reputation and save her election interference case against the former president, as defense attorneys try to get her kicked off.
You're confused. You think I'm on trial. These people are on trial for trying to steal an election in 2020. I'm not on trial.
Willis, combative at times.
No. This is the truth.
Sparring with defense attorneys over when she began a relationship with top prosecutor Nathan Wade and whether it started before she tapped him to lead the Trump case.
In November of 2021, I hired him. I do not consider our relationship to have become romantic until early of 2022.
At issue for the judge to resolve, whether Willis benefited financially from hiring Wade, as defense attorneys have highlighted the pair's vacations together.
I don't need anything from a man. A man is not a plan. A man is a companion.
Painting it all as a conflict of interest in order to upend the entire prosecution.
So it was quite a thing because she was getting very defensive, very angry. And the motion is to disqualify her from this whole thing. Because
so it doesn't
of the relationship.
Mean that they won't continue pressing charges. They're saying these two can't
disqualify
do it.
Her.
I don't really understand what the... I don't understand the... conflict of interest. Well,
so
what do I care?
She says.
Also, he wasn't. I heard that he didn't have a lot of experience, and she appointed him. I thought. I guess I've never heard of that either. Like we've heard of other things. I thought prosecutors had their own staff, especially in a big county like that. You appoint an independent lawyer to be a prosecutor? I would have thought.
I thought it meant that she chose that prosecutor. Because there's multiple prosecutors in a prosecuted case. I thought it meant she appointed him for that case.
Was he already a prosecutor?
I assume.
They kept talking about how little experience he had.
Right. I assume he was a prosecutor. Just
I have
a
no idea.
One.
Like,
that's usually how it works. Usually there's prosecutors and then...
And they all work, right.
Someone gets appointed and then that prosecutor can also go and ask other prosecutors to help them on the case. Do you want to be on this case with me? There'll be a lead prosecutor and
but
they can bring
other him
along.
To be the lead
but
prosecutor?
But she's the DA and it sounds
but
like
he didn't
she
have any
him.
Experience.
Well, they're saying he didn't have a lot. The accusation is he doesn't have
Much experience. Why would the defense care about that?
It's weird, right? Because if they're saying, well, you should disqualify her, she only picked this guy because she loved him or whatever, because they were having sex,
right?
Even though she knows he's not the most qualified. Well, wouldn't you want the person that's not the most qualified?
Yeah, maybe.
But I guess if you're trying to get the whole thing dismissed or muddy the waters, as Snow Cone brought up earlier, you're doing
or
a good
you're
job.
Or just trying to kick this thing like, hey,
kick
get
it down
these
the road.
Dismissed. Kick it down the road for this election.
Exactly. Every motion we can
kick
file.
It so long.
Every motion.
Every motion. Everything. Laura Ramirez says, ever notice Lazo gets so upset when the discussion becomes about affairs? It's true, because I hate when people are, you can just say affair. He cheated on me, she cheated on me, and people believe you.
Yeah.
And you just have to say it. Doesn't matter if it's true or not.
Right.
You can say, like, but I never did. And people are like, right? If I say, I know for a fact Snow Cone cheated, or I don't even have to say it. Snow Cone cheated on his girlfriend.
Right.
And from that point on, he's a cheater.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it doesn't matter.
Right.
But so they say, hey, you had an affair. And he's like, no. I was single. She was single. And people are like, yeah, he said he had an affair. He probably had an affair.
Right.
It just, that's such an easy allegation to throw at somebody.
Yeah.
And it sticks.
Yeah. So they're saying if she appointed this guy when she wouldn't have, she appointed him because she had this relationship with him, then he benefits financially because he's going to get paid to be the lead prosecutor on this because she picked him out
they
of
pay
favoritism.
Him differently?
Well, they said that she was talking about denying that there was any direct payment.
I just don't understand,
she admitted to the relationship.
Of how it works. I would imagine if you're a prosecutor in the DA's office, you all get paid
an annual salary.
Somewhat the same.
There was something about, he was getting
extra money.
Extra money, like hundreds of thousands that they were going on these trips.
Why? Oh, why was he getting the extra money?
I don't know.
That's the thing. I think the defense is like, why were they going on these trips, right? Because she's admitted
to
the relationship.
Well, they say they were going on the trips romantically. They're not denying that.
Yes, they went to Belize.
Right.
And
right. They're not denying that, so that's no big
deal.
But
who's paying for it?
Well, he paid for it. And then he paid for her. That quote you heard from her saying, I don't need a man. A man is not a plan. Mm-hmm. Is her saying, I paid him back in cash.
Right. Which
so
is not
So he
believable.
Didn't pay for it. Right. But I don't understand why. That doesn't matter. I don't even care if they're having an affair. But let's just say they're two people. They work together. They get into a relationship. They go on trips together. Mm-hmm. Right. They don't necessarily hide it from each other or from anybody else. They said it wasn't a secret, but we didn't talk about it. Mm-hmm. Like, so people knew. We just, you know, mm-hmm. it wasn't something. We didn't hold hands in the office and stuff, right?
Right.
But people knew. We weren't hiding it. It wasn't a secret. We just didn't talk about it. Okay. Cool.
Except,
like, I don't understand.
So, but it sounds like the allegation is that they somehow benefited financially, because she says that, look, in the court filing, she says that she admits to the relationship and says, quote, it does not amount to a disqualifying conflict of interest and has never involved direct or indirect financial benefit to the district attorney Willis. So that to me sounds like there's allegations that someone did benefit financially.
But all of that aside, I still don't understand why this would come up from the defense to stop this case. If the state, to me, that sounds like, and again, I'm just an idiot. But when I hear all this, I keep thinking, why is this coming up in this case? If that were true, then wouldn't a prosecutor from the state say, you guys broke the law? And prosecute them criminally. Why is this coming up in... This seems like a criminal case.
If
there was money involved and she was putting him in charge because of an affair, this sounds like a criminal case. Like the mayor of Detroit, Kwame Kilpatrick, who was having an affair. They had the text messages. They know that she got extra money from the mayor's office. Well, he sent her out on jobs. That's all criminal. He went to jail for that. Mm-hmm. That sounds like the same thing to me. There's an affair here where you're using government money, state money, to give it to somebody who's not qualified for it. That's a criminal charge. That's not a... If you don't have the criminal charge, then...
I don't know if it's different.
I don't understand why you're dismissed.
I don't know if it's different because if he was already a prosecutor. Now, maybe he wasn't. I thought he was a prosecutor and she chose him to be the lead prosecutor because I figured he was in the prosecutor's office.
To me, it just sounds like it should be a criminal case. I don't understand. I understand all the problems with it. Don't get me wrong. I don't understand why the defense is bringing this up.
Because exactly what you said earlier. Kick the can down the road
and
muddy the
waters.
I
don't understand what the judge said. The judge would say, hey, if there's a problem with this, then a state senator will look into it.
Well, and that's
right. Like
that's
we're
what
going
on
with the case. Until
decide.
I hear that these two broke the law, this is where we are.
Right. Well, that's the whole point, is that the judge is hearing these arguments over these motions to disqualify, what's her name, Fannie Willis, over these accusations from these Trump co-defendants. What's his name? Michael Roman.
Oh, so what are you doing?
That she benefited financially
what's
from
his
a personal
name?
The co-defendant is Michael Roman. He says
what
that she benefited
doing?
Financially
like,
from
hey,
a personal
I get
romantic
it, man.
Relationship.
I get it. You got to know. The affair started in 2020.
I don't know the dates.
Right, they give the dates,
yeah,
but you had to know that you were going to bring charges against Trump. If you didn't know you were going to bring charges against Trump and you were romantically involved with somebody, then you got to pick somebody else to be the lead prosecutor.
Right.
Like, so either you knew that you were going to bring charges, and if that's the case, then you need to not have a romantic relationship with that person until this is over.
Well, once you knew you were doing it and you appointed this guy, apparently you were having a relationship.
Exactly. So either, yeah. I don't know when you found out. If you found out you were going to prosecute Trump before you had a romantic relationship mm-hmm. with this guy, then you shouldn't have gotten involved in it. Mm-hmm. If you knew that, if you'd already prosecuted Trump, then you shouldn't have appointed him. You should have picked right. a different lead prosecutor. Like,
right.
what are people, like, it's going to come out. Are you thinking that Trump, this is the problem. Trump thinks he's smarter than everyone, and everyone thinks they're smarter than Trump. And you're probably pretty even. And if you're going to go against Trump and you've got any skeletons in your closet, he's going to find them.
Well, he definitely hires lawyers. He's not going to run out of lawyers to hire.
No, and he's not
they
scared.
Quit, but he finds new ones.
I mean, he's not
them.
Scared. He's got lawyers and he wants to go to war. This is what he does. So if you're like, hey, I hope he doesn't find out that we're having sex.
Or did you just
He's going to find out you're having sex. Like if I... He's going to
know. Just
not
think it was going to matter? You know, I don't understand it. But I don't know how the prosecutor's office works. I don't know how the district attorney's office works.
You know this is coming up.
I would assume,
right. You know
but
it's
I don't know
she up.
Acts like she didn't. She acts like, why do you care? Why does any of this matter? She acts totally indignant to the whole thing. So I don't know. Snow Cone.
It's a fascinating story.
Snow Cone disappeared. Yes, and
do we have any more of her? Where she's like, yeah. I'm not on trial. No matter how much you want to put me on trial. I mean, she handled herself pretty good.
I thought she got pretty defensive. You know, I thought that was good.
I liked it.
Well, they say you're not supposed to do that. But then again, they're just trying to prove this to a judge. So it could be different. But when you get on stand in front of a jury, they tell you, don't get defensive, don't get angry.
I liked it.
Well, yeah.
I probably would have voted for her because of it. Like, she's not on trial. And as much as you try to, and that's what she said, I'm not on trial. As much as you want to put me on trial.
Yeah.
I'm not on trial. He's on trial. For trying to steal an election.
Right.
I was like, well, that's all I need to hear.
She's also the same woman that prosecuted Young Thug. She prosecuted rappers for their lyrics.
For their lyrics.
Yeah.
So I'm not a big fan.
Yeah, no, I'm not either.
Not a big fan. Look, they need to go after Trump for the Georgia thing.
Absolutely.
They absolutely have to. I don't care what side you're on. You heard the phone call, guys.
Right.
You heard it. I mean, that's ridiculous. The fact that you're thinking about voting for him again. But whatever. Yeah, it's a crazy story, and now it looks like this is going to take forever. So that question about will they get any of this stuff done before the election?
They know today, right?
She's supposed to be on the stand again today.
She's on the stand again today, but then...
Then the judge is going to make his decision on whether she has to be removed or not.
Right.
On this.
Pretty soon.
Yeah, but then who knows how many other motions they're going to file before we
actually get to the case.
Before we get to the trial.
Yeah.
The Church of Laszlo.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.